I'm John Batchelor, and I've insisted on telling you this is so much more complicated than the colonials versus the Royal Navy. We have Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Virginia in one contest, the Mingos, the Shawnees, the Delawares in another contest, and the British and the American colonials in another contest. And then we have the colonials who are not quite sure which side they're on. Nobody is. Rob makes the point again and again. What happened when they heard about the Continental Congress in 74 and the one in 75 and
right.
they Bunker's don't. Hill? Everybody said, what's in it for me? Did I get that right, Rob? What's in it for me?
You got that right. It's another layer of bewilderment that now extends over the older colonial fights about these things. And so everyone has to all of a sudden choose again which tribe they want to support.
And we come now to what is known as Bunker's Hill, which is in fact Breed's Hill. I hope you all know that I'm not going to have time to tell that story. But in any event, the word goes out from Congress, which is now in Philadelphia, moving south away from the British, that they need volunteers, especially from Pennsylvania. I'm not sure whether these are Virginians or Pennsylvanians, but they pass as riflemen. What kind of volunteers? And what happens with Michael Cressip, Rob?
Right. So the important thing to know is Logan is not the only one that blames Michael Cressip for what happened, the Yellow Creek and then the subsequent war between Virginia and the Shawnee that develops over the course of late summer and fall. After that, there are a number of people who send messages to newspapers in Philadelphia and New York especially. Who are saying that Michael Cressip is the reason for all this. And there are a number of British officials who think that this is that he is the reason that all this nonsense has happened, this really sort of horrific violence that begins, I shouldn't call it nonsense, that happens out in Ohio River. So
because Logan takes revenge through 74.
That's right. Logan takes revenge on several families. Logan, the erstwhile diplomat before, has now broken. This has had he's had enough. Of this, and he turns into an avenger, and he kills almost 20 people, takes a number of captives in revenge for these things.
The revenge is very challenging because children are slaughtered. The Spicer family children, the Roberts family children, they're deliberately murdered, provocatively so, because Logan wants the Cressips and the colonials to know that this is Logan revenging his children.
Right. Right. And so the number of people blame Michael specifically and wrongly at the time, not just Logan. So when the Continental Congress calls for volunteers, and what this call is really the creation of a Continental Army, because it's the first request for volunteers for anyone outside of New England. So they ask for the creation of a number of rifle companies in Virginia, Maryland, and Pennsylvania to be created for those troops to get as quickly as they possibly can to Boston. And one of the two Maryland companies is going to be led by Michael and two of his nephews. And strangely, one of the men in a sergeant in that unit is Daniel Greathouse, who John read as one of the actual perpetrators of what happens at Yellow Creek.
That is one contest. We have several going on here because Virginia is now in revolution, but people are deciding whether they're pro-crown, pro-colonial. Who are the colonials? And we need to enter into the Virginia governor. His name is Dunsmore, Lord Dunsmore, who launches a campaign against the Native Americans, especially Logan. And that is those are the episodes that come to Logan making his lament. Who is Dunsmore? What does he want to achieve?
Dunsmore wants glory for himself and for his colony, a colony that he doesn't really want to govern when he's assigned there. He's the governor of New York. when the Virginia governor dies, and he has to go to Williamsburg, and he spends about 10 months dragging his feet and roundly complaining and drinking a lot, and before he finally accepts his fate and goes to Williamsburg. And he very soon, once he gets to Virginia, realizes that there is all this opportunity for him to gain lands out in this unpredictable place. And so he is looking for ways to exploit this bewildering situation. And so he especially pushes forward Virginia's claim. And then once this fight happens in Virginia and Pennsylvania, he then really pushes for this to turn into a sort of a military expedition against the Shawnee, but really to control the Forks of the Ohio for him and Virginia.
And there's a lot of killing going on. This is Lord Dunmore's war.
Yeah.
And there are invaders, and the Native Americans are the victims of the killing. Mm-hmm. Eventually, the Native Americans sue for peace, and that is when Logan comes forward with a lament to his relative who lost his wife. Logan's sister was John Gibson's wife.
Yep.
And that's where the lament comes from. And that's mm-hmm. why Logan thinks it was Colonel Cressip, not Michael Cressip, who launched the murder raid on Yellow Creek. Now, right. All this is important. As complicated as it is, it's important because this is going to become a legend well into the 19th and 20th century, and here in the 21st century. One more detail, Rob, before we go to Boston. Mm-hmm. Logan wants peace with the lament. Is that the way to understand that? He was ending his war personally at that point.
Yes. Yes, Logan is announcing that he has done terrible things, but he is satisfied. And part of that is also, again, this there is the diplomat coming back right. out yet again.
Right.
This was not a war. I mean, he doesn't see this as a war with Virginia. This is him taking personal revenge for this terrible thing that has befallen his family. And therefore, this is over. And we can return to the great themes of peace.
We're headed to Boston. Heart of American Darkness. Robert Parkinson is the author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.